certainly can share a lot of ways, but number one is you've got to be committed to trusting someone more. What would that look like for you? You've been listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and I'm your host, Philip DeRoche. It's been good to have you today and to spend time with you. We're off for the break. I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. I hope you spend time with your family. If you don't have family, I hope you spend time with friends. And if you don't have friends, I hope you spend time with possibly your radio or television. And also, it can be a difficult time. For those of you out there who have a difficult time, never forget that there are crisis lines in Vancouver. And I think it's critical, even during these holiday seasons, to remember that there are people out there that care about you no matter what. And that I believe you're setting yourself up, all of you, for success in 2009. And I'll be there working with you. And I look forward to working with you. Have a great rest of your day, great rest of your week. And we'll talk in the new year. Bye for now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
fun.
While
fun
cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains
fun. Fun
devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet
fun
doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed. But a word of caution, handle it with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they?
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You're tuned to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, British Columbia. To invite you to join us. Come, all of you faithful, those of you celebrating Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever your mood is, whether you're a shopper or just a window shopper. Today we will not be handing out lumps of coal. Lumps of coal are for people who say, bah, humbug, because, well, if we gave out lumps of coal to all the people we wanted to give out, we'd end up in jail. So let's forget all that and just carry on and enjoy life to its fullest here in the pre-Christmas celebrations of Son of Night Dreams on CITR. Welcome to the Tanner Manor.
And now, you'll all be quiet. We'll start the show.
10, 9, 8, 7, 5, 6, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Now let's try out the new elf song I wrote. And remember, it's for Santa.
Merry Christmas!
Have a Merry Christmas!
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 concerned and wonderful dinner with all your cool friends. Little popcorn on a tree, cranberries and everything. Send Christmas cards to each other on recycled paper. It's a crock. It's for kids.
Oh, well, that's a wonderful attitude to have on Christmas Eve.
It's for kids. It's a crock.
You don't like Christmas much, do you?
It's for kids.
It's
a crock. I'm the biggest fan of Christmas ever had.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
How may I help you?
Merry Christmas!
Have a Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
I just don't understand Christmas, I guess.
You need to get involved in some real Christmas project.
Christmas is a ball, the noise, the crowds. I really wish it were outlawed.
How can they talk about Santa Claus when there's so much unhappiness in the world? Bah, humbug.
I know how you feel about all the Christmas business. Let's face it, we all know that Christmas is a big commercial racket, business. About all the Christmas business, it's run by a big Eastern syndicate, you know.
Christmas, humbug.
Merry Christmas.
I love this Christmassy time of year.
Merry Christmas.
That is pathetic.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. How may I help you?
Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
Have a Merry Christmas.
It's been said and said many times, many times,
Merry
many
Christmas.
Ways, times, many ways.
Merry Christmas.
Both the kitten and the snow are white.
Daddy, why is Santa wearing tight black jeans and Ray-Bans?
Because, Buffy, he's a special Santa who delivers presents to Powerpuff Kids all over the world.
Daddy, who are the Powerpuff Kids, and what does Santa bring them?
Well, my sweet pea.
Ho, 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 ho!
He's bringing sugar plum for the yum-yums, a beetle cat for Timmy, a drummer for the baby shakes, and a boyfriend back to Kimmy. Big Star Records for Toshio. Chelsea gets tickets to an Iggy show. He's even got a tambourine for Jimmy. Billy gets singled by the Shangri-Las. There's a leather jacket for Gina, a radio hit for Nikki Corbett, and a record player for Tina. Johnny Thunder's old guitar will make Miguel from Spain a star. The ugly beats get Sam the Sham for Visa. Powerpuff Santa's loaded up his sleigh. He's going to Italy, Germany, Sweden, France, and Spain. South America, the USA and
shows in the afternoon with those pictures they took of you. Well, everything is seen's a photograph. Everything else is just part of the act. Well, why don't you just give in? They got a reason, your fingerprint. You keep moving, you can't stop and talk. Always telling yourself you've been here too long.
Calling control tower, CX4 calling control tower, standing by. Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
What is a reigning beauty?
A girl who's all wet.
Correct. Pay that man $8. If 4 Frankfurters cost 10 cents, what is 500 Frankfurters?
A lot of baloney.
Correct. Pay that man $9 because...
it pays to be ignorant.
Pepper Young's Family.
The story of your friends, the Youngs, is brought to you by Camay, the mild beauty soap for a smoother, softer complexion.
Of Fleischmann's Fresh Yeast present I Love a Mystery. I Love a Mystery, presenting the latest adventures of Jack, Doc, and Jerry, specialists in crime and adventure, now following the Chinese pirate map of P.Y. Ling.
Tums, famous quick relief for acid indigestion, presents the Marlin Hurt and Bill Les Show. Carol Stewart, the music of Albert Sack and his orchestra, and starring Marlin Hurt and...
Got the world in a jug, Lord, got the stopper in my hand. Kind of silly, really.
Yes, sir, it's Beulah!
Tonight, from the home of Ken Murray's Blackout, the El Capitan Theater, Hollywood, Lever Brothers Company presents The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope, and his special guest, Al Jolson.
Oh, man, isn't that fun shooting in the radio here in our Son of Night Dreams pre-Christmas special. Whoa, hold on, Nellie Bell. This is the Tanner Manor at CITR, and we are listening to a little bit of this and a bit of that. So tonight we've got the Value Village People's Christmas album. We heard from the Pointed Sticks there, Christmas time again. They'll be back. They got a little Christmas special. And we have the cameos from 1957 and Merry Christmas, and Pat Dahan and the Orb Weavers did Here Too Long. And right now we're going to get back because here comes Bobby the poet. Well, in a moment, that is. But first, we now return to our regularly scheduled program.
Bah, humbug!
This is our favorite time of the year. We'd like to say a salute to the men overseas. We'll be right back.
We're trying to make contact with the students. Do you have any ideas here?
Well, I was thinking maybe something in the folk bag.
The folk bag?
Yes.
Do you have anybody in mind?
Well, I was given suggestions like maybe Protest Phil, but his songs are much too long.
Uh-huh.
And someone else said maybe the girl from California with the long hair and the high-pitched voice.
Right.
Yes, but she has problems with the taxes.
Well, we knew you were having a little trouble, so I think we've come up with somebody who's just perfect, Senator. I think you're going to like him. He's called Bobby the Poet.
Oh, well, anyone with the name Bobby can't be all that bad. Is he putting me on?
Just like the ones I used to know.
He refuses to compromise, Senator.
Where the treetops glisten and children listen.
He talks funny.
To hear sleigh bells in the snow that blows and flows and rolls.
That's poetry.
In the Lake Region, the Ohio and Tennessee valleys, the Gulf Coast, Mississippi valleys, the Great Basin, and of course, Miami Beach. It will be colder over the Central Plains states and the Rockies. Here are some temperatures around the country. Philadelphia, 35. Boston, 47. Chicago, 38. Cleveland, 42. Los Angeles, 75 with smog. New York, 40 with smog. Miami, 23. Seattle, 16. El Paso, 51. Nashville, 64. No weather today in Moscow. And in Greenwich Village, the temperature is 98.6.
Just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, the snow. But then I am dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write. May your days, be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white.
pattern. I'll take Manhattan at this time of the year. She nearly trapped me with her sunshine, but you see I broke away. Step on it, drive her G-Wiz. Take me where my sweetheart lives. 'Cause there's nothing as sublime as Christmas on Riverside Drive. Take me long old Broadway, that sophisticated tram, and pull it to a stop when you hear the donut and shout. It's good to have you back. And when I play upon her doorbell, Jack Frost will run and hide.
Oh, me, oh, my.
Step on it, drive a G-Wiz. Take me where my sweetheart lives. 'Cause there's nothing as sublime as Christmas on Riverside Drive.
Show presented by the makers of Rexall drug products and your Rexall family druggist.
Sloan's Liniment presents Gangbusters. At war, marching against the underworld. From coast to coast, Gangbusters, police, the G-Men, are government agents marching against the underworld.
Johnny presents the Philip Morris Playhouse, produced, edited, and directed by William Spear. Tonight's star, Marlena Dietrich.
There's nothing like a good cigarette. Here, let me. Have you got a match? Let me just light it up here. Turn the radio down a bit. Okay, 25 or so before the hour. That's the hour of 7. Michael Strainick will be looking up in the sky. If you're looking out there right now, you might notice a couple of bright stars off to the southwest. God, I don't know if Jupiter's around now. The time has been flying by here, but Venus is up there for sure, the really, really bright one, and you might get a glimpse of Jupiter low in the southwest, and we'll be looking for UFOs in a little while, but right now, look, up in the sky, it's Vancouver's primo instrumental band playing one of their Christmas favorites, the Falcons at CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from UBC and the Tanner Manor.
Oh.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Bah, humbug, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, the meeting will come to order, if please. Are all the advertising people represented here?
Everyone except Amalgamated Cheese.
Well, if they're not here for the Christmas pitch, I can't help them find new ways of tying their product into Christmas. That's why I'm chairman of this board. Let's hear it for me.
Hear, hear, hear!
All right, Abercrombie, what are your people up to?
Oh, same thing as every year. 50,000 billboards showing Santa Claus pausing to refresh himself with our product.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the public has come to expect that.
That's right. It's become tradition.
Fine, fine. You there, Crass. I suppose your company's running the usual magazine ad showing cartons of your cigarettes peeking out of the top of Santa's sack.
Better than that. This year we have him smoking one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It got Santa a little more rugged, too. Both sleeves rolled up and a tattoo on each arm. One of them says, Merry Christmas.
What does the other one say?
Less tars.
Great stuff.
But Mr. Scrooge.
Well, who are you?
Bob Cratchit, sir. I've got a little spice company over in East Orange, New Jersey. Do I have to tie my product into Christmas?
What do you mean?
Well, I was just going to send cards out showing the three wise men following the Star of Bethlehem.
I get it. And they're burying your spices. No, that's perfect.
No, no product in it. I was just going to say, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, period.
Well, that's a peculiar slogan.
Old hat, Cratchit. That went out with button shoes. You're a businessman. Christmas is something to take advantage of. A red and green bandwagon to jump on. A sentimental shot in the arm for sales. Listen.
Deck the halls with advertising. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Why, you can be enterprising. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 bars of soap, 3 cans of peas, 2 breakfast foods, and some toothpaste on a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
5 tubeless tires,
4 quarts of gin, 3 cigars, 2 cigarettes, and some hair tonic on a pear tree. Chestnuts roasting.
Say, Mother, as sure as there's an X in Christmas, you can be sure those are Tiny Tim chestnuts roasting. Tiny Tim chestnuts are full-bodied, longer-lasting. This visible shell protects the nut. Now with XK29 added for people who can't roast after every meal.
Tiny Tim, chestnuts all the way.
Tiny Tim's roast hot like a chestnut hot. And they are mild, 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 mild.
Words to live by, Cratchit.
Oh, for you, maybe. Can't you just wish someone a Merry Christmas for the pure joy of doing it?
Why? What's the percentage in that? Let me show you how to make Christmas work for you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And please buy our beer.
There you go, Cratchit. That's Christmas with a purpose.
I know, but wait a minute. Don't you guys make enough profit the other 11 months? Christmas comes but once a year.
Funny thing you should bring that up. That's exactly the point I was about to make. Hit it, boys. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better make hay while the snow is falling. Oh, that's opportunity calling you.
Jingle bells, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Rub your hands, December's here. What a wonderful time to be glad and merry.
Just so you're mercenary, too.
Buy an ad and show all the toys up on the shelf.
Just make sure that you get a plug in for yourself. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better cash in while the spirit lingers. It's slipping through your fingers, boy. Don't you realize Christmas can be such a monetary joy?
Well, I guess you fellas will never change.
Why should we? Christmas has 2 S's in it, and they're both dollar signs.
Yeah, but they weren't there to begin with.
Huh?
The people keep hoping you'll remember, but you never do.
Remember what?
Whose birthday we're celebrating.
Well, don't get me wrong. The story of Christmas and its simplicity is a good thing. I buy that. It's just that we know a good thing when we see it.
But don't you realize Christmas has a significance, a meaning?
A sales curve. Wake up, Cratchit. It's later than you think.
I know, Mr. Scrooge. I know.
On the first day of Christmas, the advertising's there. With newspaper ads,
billboards too,
business Christmas cards,
and commercials on a pear tree.
Dashing through the snow in a 50-foot coupe, o'er the fields we go, selling all the way. Deck the halls with advertising, what's the use of compromising? Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Dear God.
Remember, remember, remember this golden classic.
Ooh.
Another big hit from yesterday.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost roasting on an open fire. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, roasting on an open fire.
I think I smell something burning.
And folks dressed up like a turkey and your nose. Tiny tots with their eyes roasting on an open fire. We'll find it hard to sleep with reindeer. They know that Santa's on an open fire. He's loaded, and every mother's child is gonna roast with their eyes all aglow on an open fire. And so I'm offering kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said, scary Christmas. And so I really know how to fly. Chestnuts to you. Chestnuts, 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 chestnuts. Although it's been said many times, chestnuts, chestnuts, chestnuts to you.
Both the kitten and the snow are white.
Ho, 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 Santa Tanner here in the manor. You're listening to a pre-Christmas special on CITR and Son of Night Dreams. But now it's time to look up. Look up in the sky to the southwest. Is that the star of Christmas? No, it's the planet Venus. It's not a UFO, but you never know when you'll see one. They're in our skies now, more than ever before. Believe me, I've seen them. And so now, let's check with the expert on UFOs here at CITR, our own local ufologist, Michael Strainick. Good evening, Michael.
Hello, John, and ho, 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 everybody.
Yes.
Well, this is really unusual. November through January to February is usually pretty slow because people are preparing for the holidays and then recovering afterwards. But we have got stuff coming in quantity from all over the world. Here's one for Dark Matter Man. There are tons of meteor and fireball reports coming in from everywhere, and some are quite odd, green in color or multicolored, and they're lasting a long time. And as you know, some are quite genuine and have been retrieved. Okay, Ohio, scores of close-up encounters with triangular-shaped objects, but they're not just black this time. They're coming in all colors of the rainbow. Right next door in Pennsylvania, dozens of reports of disks coming in, seen in the daytime as well as in the evening. And England is going bonkers as usual. And probably the most interesting one happened over a cathedral in Suffolk, England. Now, back in September, a disc was seen spinning and tilting over houses in the area and scaring everyone to death. But just recently, a gray disc was seen for 12 minutes over a cathedral. And it lasted for 12 minutes, and it happened between two short power outages. The original witness and two cathedral workers saw this thing for 12 minutes, and now many other witnesses are coming forward, including groups of people in different locations. And as we know, these things like to hang around strange places like cathedrals. And we also know that the so-called Miracle of Fatima was definitely a UFO event. Okay, North Platte, Nebraska. A man called in a UFO report. Two deputies arrived, and the three watched blue and white lights dancing in the sky for over 15 minutes. These were not at a very high altitude. The police took photos through night vision goggles, but they came out very poor. One light in particular repeatedly dropped to near ground level and then shot back up into the sky. Other witnesses and groups of witnesses at different locations reported this as well. In the same area, in 2004, there was a cattle mutilation along with a UFO and weird noises. And this is probably the strangest thing about North Platte, Nebraska. Discs were reported by many people in 1916 and 1917. Now, you don't get many reports from those 2 years from North America, but there was a lot of activity in those years in Wales, New Zealand, and Australia. And there's a lot more, but I think that should cover it for now.
So that's the look at the skies for this Monday, December 15th, unless you're podcasting much later. And thank you, Michael Strainick, for that update on what's happening in our skies.
My pleasure, sir.
All right. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks' time, Michael.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Without the heart. hear her crows in flight, singing, mine is right, mine is right. That the God is for just a rabbit's foot, just a lucky paw for shock and awe, shock and awe. The dawn of man comes slow.
Fiery horse for the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger.
When the western United States were first opened to settlers, the promise of easy wealth brought both honest men and criminals to the new territory. Both found that wealth could only be purchased by hard work, and the criminals returned to their old habits. The masked rider of the plains fought them tirelessly, however. Astride his great horse, Silver, he rode for the length and breadth of seven states in the cause of justice. And in time, he brought law and order to the lawless frontier. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young and adventure lay at the end of every trail. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Outlaw of near Carter City! Tonto's waiting on the trail ahead!
Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, by the makers of Ovaltine, America's favorite food drink. Now, have you heard the news? The news about that marvelous new two-piece, bright-colored shake-up mug Captain Midnight has for you? That big, handsome, two-in-one shaker-upper you use to make ice-cold, chocolatey shake-ups to drink every day?
Yes, fellas and gals, wherever you might be tonight, the National Barn Dance invites you to join in with your friends and neighbors back home who dropped into the old hayloft for the evening festival.
Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. The transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America. And the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Welcome back. Well, we've never left you. We've been here with celebrating with Santa, but the beer machine's empty, so what can I say? That was Chan Van Galen, Inside the Molecules. We listened to some old radio themes there, yeah. Joni Mitchell. Yeah, what did Joni sing? Would you want to put that down for a second here? She sang Strong and Wrong. Okay.
The rocket sent to rescue Santa Claus has failed. With sadness, the president speaks.
The greatest danger facing America and the world is CITR. 101.9. Let's put it this way. The right people will be killed, and it could be you. It is God's gift to humanity.
CITR Vancouver.
All right, we also heard in the last half hour or so Stan Freberg from 1958 Green Christmas, the Falcons did Jingle Bell Rock, of course. That was August Darnell in Christmas on Riverside Drive from 81-82. The Drifters, White Christmas, 54-55. Bobby the Poet, that was White Christmas. Bobby the Poet, yeah, well, in case you're wondering, that was from the Hardly Worth It Players LP, Boston Soul, produced and arranged by Chip Taylor. That's on the Cameo Parkway label. Jolly John Tanner, and you're tuned to Son of Night Dreams on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. You may have read the story in the paper. It's the 40th anniversary of the Beatles' White Album being released. And, yeah, it was an interesting experience for me because I was on the air at this radio station. Yeah, that was back in November of 1968. And we had a tape. We didn't actually have the record of the White Album. It hadn't arrived yet. It was a pre-listen to it. So we got a reel-to-reel tape. And I was on the air from 9 till midnight. And it was my turn to play the next track because we were only allowed to play one track on each show. And it was a track that came up next. So we didn't queue it up except queuing up the tape. And dear so I God. Got the tape was all queued up. And this was the track that came on the air when I pushed it on this day, roughly November, December, back in 1968. What number a surprise.
Nine, number nine.
What a surprise.
Number nine. 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 Number nine.
These are the original scratches
nine,
from 1968.
Number nine. Number nine.
Yeah. it with the situation.
They are standing still.
Upon the telegraph.
Number nine. Number.
Watusi, the twist,
Eldorado.
Take this, brother. May it serve you well.
Maybe it's not
what?
That.
What?
Uh-oh. Maybe even then.
Dear God.
Come
Thank you. Amen.
I'm Wicked Boogie King, making flavor whoppers. I'm a paper hat. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I got a bun, I got a bun.
I have a ibbity blue. It's Christmas, no, we're without you. Oh, if you feel so ibbity blue, it's just thinking a bit about you. It won't be the same day if you're not here with me. And when those ibbity blues, it's no way, it starts falling. It'll be that soon when those ibbity blues, in me memory, it starts calling.
Cigarettes present Benny Goodman Swing School, the Tuesday evening rally of everybody everywhere who gets a lift from the new pulsating music of youth, swing. Tonight, the King of Swing presents the world's greatest swing band, the Goodman Instrumental Trio and Quartet, and the Camel Swing Chorus under the direction of Meyer Alexander. And back from his travels over America, Pat O'Malley, our English fellow student, whose reception several weeks ago demanded another appearance. All brought to you by the makers of Camel Cigarettes.
The makers of ionized yeast present A Helping Hand. A Helping Hand is a new program dedicated to public service and conducted by John J. Anthony, nationally famous counselor on human problems, author of the well-known book, Marriage and Family Problems and How to Solve Them, and founder of the famous Marital Relations Institute.
You're such a good God. And we thank you, oh sweet, sweet Lord of hosts.
Jólasveinar gangum gól með gylltan staf í hendi. Móðir þeirra sópar gólf og flingir þá með vendi. Upp á stól stendur mín kanna. Nýju nóttum fyrir jól þá kem ég til manna. Upp á stól stendur mín kanna. Nýju nóttum fyrir jól, þá kem ég til manna. Merry Christmas from Björk.
We are now at the North Pole, where a rocket is being launched to catch the satellite and rescue Santa. Turn the record over. Turn the record over.
Ho, 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 ho. This is Jolly John. And the Tanner Manor, and that's it for our Christmas special here at CITR's Son of Night Dreams. Have a sumptuous Saturnalia, baby Jesus, even though it's not your birthday till March.
Jesus.
once was a girl who always went a little too far. And one night, she went out into the middle of the dance floor. And she...
What up, CITR? This is DJ Betty Ford here to tell you that your favorite Tuesday night DJs have moved to Republic. Join myself and Trevor Risk in the main room as we conduct a balls-out assault on the dance floor. Or get it on the patio to a rotating crew of selectors, including CITR DJs and other famous people. We'll be mashing the latest tracks with all your favorite classics. And we'll have those trademark drink specials and cheap cover that you've been loving all these years. Plus, you can bring in your friend of CITR card or CITR membership card for free cover for you and a guest before midnight. Only at Full Tilt Tuesdays at Republic, 958 Granville Street at Nelson. Full Tilt Tuesdays, manic weeknight hysteria from the original Tuesday Night Wrecking Crew.
Hey, this is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's that?
Duluth, Minnesota. That was Low with Just Like Christmas off their Christmas album, released back in 1999, compiled from old singles and radio appearances. And as the inscription in the liner art states, as I do this not from memory, but despite the commerce involved, this album was a gift to you. And ho, ho, ho.